Palagana, past and present. Palagana is first mentioned in a document dating from 1144, when the village was one of the most populous in the lands belonging to Frasinoro Abbey. With the decline of the monastery founded by Beatrice of Lorraine, the mother of Matilda of Canossa, Palagana came under the control of Modena. In 1321, Palagana became a fiefdom of the Montecuccoli family, who were already lords of Medola. It remained in their hands until 1534, when Alfonso I of Este gave it to the Mosti of Ferrara. The Mosti ruled it, under the name of the County of Ranchidora, for 240 years, until their bloodline died out. Having reverted to the Dukes of Este, in 1741 the county, and Palagano with it, passed to the Sabatini of Fanano, who held it until the French Revolution, when feudal privileges were abolished. There are many places to visit in and around Palagana, where medieval history is interwoven with the more recent events of the last war. The feudal palace remains as a reminder of the Counts Mosti Este, who were lords of the fiefdom of Ranchidora and Medola in the 16th and 17th centuries. It was rarely lived in, since they usually resided in Ferrara, and during their sporadic appearances in the county, preferred to stay at the fortress of Ranchidora. The palace, formerly known as the Castellazzo, was probably built over the ruins of an ancient fortification. During rebuilding work, the remains of a tower with very thick walls were in fact discovered. The old feudal residence, to which is annexed a small oratory dedicated to St. Anthony, underwent various alterations between the 17th and 19th centuries. Another imposing building is the 18th century palace overlooking the village, built by the Sabatini Counts of Fanano in 1741, when Francesco III of Este granted the County of Ranchidora to Count Alessandro Sabatini. An unusual feature of this set of buildings, consisting of the owner's residence and two lateral service buildings, the stables and the servants' quarters, is the complete absence of angles in the stonework, which have been replaced by curvilinear walls. Let us move on to the Second World War, which for the local communities was intense and dramatic. Harassed by partisan fighters, the retreating German army left a sad trail of victims in its wake. Memorials and monuments remind us of the carnage of those times. One of the most significant and evocative reminders of this period is the Monte Santa Giulia Resistance Park at Monchia, 28 hectares of splendid parkland. At the entrance to the park is the Santa Giulia Memorial, a set of 14 monolithic sculptures created by contemporary artists of different nationalities, symbolizing peace, freedom, and brotherhood. In the park, on the summit of Monte Santa Giulia, in a place of extraordinary beauty with Mount Cimone in the background, stands the Pieve dei Monti, an isolated church dedicated to the saint. It was destroyed during the war and rebuilt largely in the original style in the 1950s. Mentioned for the first time in 1197, it had a square ground plan, a rarity among Romanesque churches. It is now more elongated in shape, with three apses, and the nave and aisles separated by two rows of columns. All that remains of the original structure are three capitals, part of a column base, and three pilaster mouldings.